I love the quiet.
Welcome to the Walk with God podcast. My name is Lee Elkins, and I'm the evangelist for the MacArthur Drive Church of Christ in Jacksonville, Arkansas. The purpose of this podcast is to generate simple lessons where those who find themselves strapped for time can listen to these short 5 to 10 minute podcasts while you are getting ready for work or for school. Ultimately, we want people to experience God in their lives, and sometimes we need encouragement in doing that. Maybe this will be the first step into more studies and a deeper relationship with God. It is my hope and prayer that we are all seeking God in our lives. Have you walked with God today?
Evening sun is setting. I have walked with God today.
Good afternoon. It is Friday, October 27th. It's just brand new in the afternoon, right around 12:30. I'm super excited because today is the first episode of the Walked with God podcast. And so I hope that this will be a continuing thing. I hope that this will be a weekly broadcast. That is my plan. My goal is to do this on every Friday. And so I hope that these lessons, that these short broadcasts or podcasts, whatever you want to call them, I hope that they are beneficial to you all. I hope that they encourage you in some way in your walk with God. And so today I want to talk about the idea of finding success in the midst of failure, because that is something that really it consumes so many people. Because when you think about failures and successes, you tend to think about goals. And so obviously, I believe most people that would be listening to this podcast would be Christians. However, if you're not, it's great. I hope that this will help you in your journey of seeking heaven and eventually obeying the gospel and becoming a believer in Jesus Christ. For us as Christians, the bigger picture is what? It's heaven. It's to be with God for all eternity. But here's just a little dose of reality. We don't all think that way. So many of us get wrapped up in the worldliness of life, of just the constant pressures of whether it's parenting, whether it's going to school, whether it's going to work. That's probably the biggie. We get wrapped up in worldliness, and it affects us spiritually. And so let's just think about that for just a few minutes. The reality is that we're killing ourselves with our constant to-do schedules. And our constant to-do schedules, unfortunately, I think if we're all honest with ourselves, not so many of us include God in our to-do schedules. And so we complain about how busy we are, about how little we accomplish, and just so stop right there. We complain about how busy we are and how little we accomplish. And so in that thought, think about cleaning your homes. Think about how we clean our homes. So many of us talk about how dirty our homes are, about how it's always messy, we never have any time. But just imagine how much more successful we'd be in cleaning our homes if we were actually at home. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with going to ball games here, ball games over there. Obviously, I've got 4 children, so I understand all of that. You've got choir recitals, you've got band camps, you've got all kinds of things, birthday parties. I mean, the list just goes on. But how often do we just find time to sit down and read and study our Bibles? How often do we just take time out of the day to just sit and talk with God? I think that's something that we all need to think about. Let's go over to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 9. How many of us can actually take this first statement seriously? Be anxious for nothing. Do we take that seriously? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything. See, our Western culture has just abused Christianity. It's more of a social club. Let's be real. That's how most people treat it. As long as their lives are comfortable and convenient, then they're good to go. But once things start to get out of that level of convenience and out of that level of comfort, well, then the tides turn. That's when things really start to change. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the God of peace, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Meditate on these things, right? That's the idea. That's what we need to be doing. Meditate on these things. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Now, these things that Paul lists out, for one, it's not an exhaustive list, but the things that he provided, Paul would say that they are the fruit and the food of the mind. And these things that are the fruit and the food of the mind, they are guarded by the peace of God. And so when we put these good things into our minds and into our hearts and into our lives, they stay in there. When we practice these things, when we meditate on these things, they will eventually come forth from us because it comes from within. Much of the life of the Christian comes down to the mind. Romans 12:2 speaks of this essential place of the idea of being transformed by the renewing of our minds. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. 2 Corinthians 10:5 speaks of the importance of casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And so what we choose to meditate on in our lives, it does matter. These things are important. Now, are we showing others that reality? So, here's the idea. If the brethren there at Philippi, if they follow the instruction of Paul, then not only do they have the peace of God, but they would have the God of peace. And isn't that a beautiful thing? This is also true for us today. One last unfortunate reality. We tend to look for success in every avenue possible other than godliness, other than holiness and righteousness. And so when we're constantly looking for success in everything but God, then absolutely we're going to feel like failures because we're not seeking the things of God. And so I want you to dwell on these thoughts and these ideas. Kind of use them to bounce ideas off in your head. What are some ways that you can better serve God? What are ways that you can find success in your life? I submit to you, as the late Brother D. Bowman used to say when he would preach, if you miss heaven, you miss all that there is. And so if God's not in your life, you might have some momentary, temporary success here physically. But spiritually, if you don't have God, you're doomed. I hope that this short podcast will be of some encouragement to you all. Please share this podcast with others, and I hope you all have a wonderful day.